Knife crime in London is not new, and it gets very little attention in the media. But the crime in the city's southeast area of Woolwich was a little different. The murdered person was a serving British soldier. The alleged murderers were two young Muslim men. The equation, a field day for the mainstream press. Islamophobic and Zionist groups like the English Defence League used the murder and the media hype to stage provocative protests. Some members of the public posted hate speech, like kill all Muslims. And all of a sudden, British Muslims found themselves on the receiving end of abuse and terror for a crime they had nothing to do with. London, and in this particular area of Woolwich, there is a significant Muslim population. Muslims have been told to be more vigilant after a number of attacks were reported against them. This mosque behind me is less than 2 miles away from the incident, and they've made a statement condemning the killings and are urging all communities to unite together.
Our heart go out to the family, colleagues and friends of the victim of this despicable and horrific tragedy. We are all very deeply shocked and saddened to have witnessed a terrible crime in our neighborhood. The local Muslim community has always enjoyed an excellent relationship with the people from all walks of life. Both of these men should be severely punished as criminals and not as so-called Muslims.
Politicians and intelligence services held emergency meetings and called the murder a, quote, terrorist attack. However, political experts say the government and the media have ignored the key issue surrounding the murder, Britain's foreign policy in Muslim countries.
They would say, well, if it's foreign policy, why are we committing these type of atrocities abroad? Why are we behind this radicalization of the whole Muslim world due to our policy? So they have to keep it off the agenda. They must continually claim it's hate preachers or it's, Muslims hate freedom or whatever arguments they put forward. But they can never be honest to the public and say it is foreign policy, because as soon as they did, they themselves would be under the spotlight.
British Muslims have made it clear that they condemn the killing of the British soldier and believe the motives of the alleged killers were political and not religious. Hassan El-Khatib, Press TV, London.